The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. Great. So, welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. Lovely to be with you, whether you're joining on Zoom or on YouTube. And the theme for our practice today is continuing to practice with the fourth Brahma Vihara. The Brahma Viharas are the practices of the heart, heavenly abodes. First one being metta, loving kindness. Second one being karuna, compassion. Third one, mudita, vicarious joy. And the fourth one being upekkha or equanimity. And we've been going through all the Brahma Viharas since the beginning of the year methodically. And if this is your first time at Happy Hour, no problem. Whatever you need to know will be shared with you. I'm just giving some context here. So the practice of equanimity or upekkha is a crown jewel of Buddhist practice. And it shows up on so many different lists. And as I was saying, on Friday, there are 10 different types of equanimity. And some of you might have been familiar with the seven factors of awakening. Equanimity shows up there in a different way. It shows up there supporting our awakening, our being in the world. And with Brahma Viharas, as these four fantastic practices, equanimity shows up as a way relationally. It shows up relationally for us to practice with relation to ourselves, with relation to others, people we care about, people we don't know, all beings, etc. So it becomes a relational practice in some way. And it's a beautiful practice. It's the near enemy of it, as I mentioned, and it's bare mentioning, worth mentioning again, is aloofness or indifference. And sometimes we might mistakenly think of equanimity as not caring, just being aloof, indifferent. But that's the near enemy. That's the masquerader. It's what masquerades as equanimity. Equanimity, and again, it's okay to fall into the near enemy or even the far enemy, which is the attachment and aversion. That's the far enemy. So it's not a sin for those things to arise. Oh, they arise. You notice what's happening and you learn. You learn from where the heart and the mind is falling. Oh, I'm veering a little towards the right. I'm veering towards the left. So yeah, you learn by better about this practice by actually falling into the near and far enemies and realize this doesn't quite feel like equanimity and seeing what is needed to adjust your own practice. So don't think like you've made a mistake or it's a waste of time. No, it's whatever practice, however it arises for you, as long as you're aware and you don't self-judge and you just kind of you're curious, like, oh, what's happening here? How do I work with this? It's all good. So one more thing to say about equanimity before we start our practice together is that there is a sense of care in equanimity. There's a sense of care, presence, even warmth, which holds all, holds everything that arises and passes with a sense of peace, with a sense of equipoise and stability. So we started on Friday with the neutral person. Traditionally, that's where you start this practice. And then the second category that we extend to tonight is ourselves. So we're going to do equanimity for our own condition in life. And there are a lot of different potential phrases to use. I will offer a few today, and as many of you are already on the Google groups, Happy Hour Google groups, and I asked Neil to forward the phrases to, and I see nods. You've seen, many of you have seen them. If you haven't, it's in the Google groups waiting for you, all those phrases. You can read them and explore them and see what works for you. And I'll offer a few, and you may have your favorite from the list or from one that I will offer tonight. So, all right, enough words for framing the practice. And whatever comes up, as long as you have caring equanimity with whatever comes up with this practice, you're doing it exactly right. Okay, so let's do it. Let's practice together, dear Sangha. So, landing and settling. Landing in our bodies. Landing in this moment, arriving. Letting go of all the words and everything that has come before today and anything that you expect to come later today. Let it go. Meeting this moment fresh and new. Completely anew. Freshly meeting this moment as if you were being born in this moment anew, taking birth in this body, in this heart and mind, anew in this moment. Taking birth in this body. Sensing, feeling your feet, your legs on the floor, connected to the earth, your sit bones on the cushion, connected to the earth. Receiving the breath. Embodied, grounded, relaxed, soft. Settling and arriving for the first few minutes, just with the body and the breath. And if you notice that you take birth in a thought, in a story, notice the self that has now taken birth in worry and fantasy. And without any judgment, but gentleness, smilingly. Saying thank you, not now. Letting it go. Letting this balloon, helium balloon of thought of taking birth, opening your hand, let it go. Oh, coming back to the body, to the breath. Stable, grounded, settled. Feeling your breath received. The lower abdomen, your sit bones, landing. With each out breath, relaxing, dropping any tightness or contraction. In your belly, the sit bones. Feeling more connected, rooted. Softly. To the earth. Spending another few minutes to settle the breath in the body, tilling the soil of calm awareness before we proceed to practicing with equanimity, upekkha. Just this breath, just this moment, right here. Feeling your feet, your hands, your sit bones. Feeling embodied with each breath. As the basis, as the ground. Of equanimity practice, feeling embodied. Feel your feet, your legs, your sit bones, your abdomen with each breath. Now feeling your body. Breathing. Feeling yourself connected to the earth. Sense of stability, of uprightness. Sitting tall, or if you're lying down, feeling your spine. Turning your gaze inward. A sense of earth on earth, this body sitting. Same way that the Buddha statue sits with integrity, balance, stability, grounded. Sitting on a stable platform. Rooted, feel yourself as if you were this graceful, stable, grounded, nice, heavy Buddha Kuan Yin statue, a symbol of stability, strength. Above and beyond what you give yourself credit for. Opening up to the possibility of, yes, there is this possibility. There is this dimension of stability, calm, poise. poise. Equipoise, that's here. That's deep within. Feeling your abdomen, lower abdomen, feeling your sit bones. Connected to the earth. Your shoulders dropping, your head tall. Not so much that you have to try to be. It's more that you notice that it actually is. It's a part of you. It's a part of you to be stable, grounded, spacious. As if your heart is shining with resilience, stability, equipoise. Your body grounded, connected to the earth, rooted. In ways that might even surprise you. Your breath, the out breath just relaxes, lets go of any tightness, tension, gets you even more connected to Mother Earth. The more connected and rooted you feel, the taller you sit. The more you can contain. Just as the Buddha statue, many of them have the mudra, the gesture of the earth touching mudra, the Buddha touching the earth. Does earth be my witness? I am here, I belong here. Sense of stability, groundedness. And from this place of stability, connection to the earth, not easily toppled over. From this place, you can open up. From this stable platform of the body, opening up to the comings and goings of your life. And not to be lost in thought. Still rooted in your body. Feeling your feet, your abdomen, your sit bones. The contact points. And just as a well-rooted tree, the winds can come and go. The leaves might ruffle. But the tree is well rooted. It's not going to topple over. So you can open up maybe to one consideration in your life. One comings and goings. Not to be overwhelmed with too many, just one. And feeling your stability as you allow this consideration to be held, to be here. One challenge, maybe not the biggest one yet. This can be here, this consideration. Like a wind that ruffles the leaves, but there's stability in the tree, the trunk and the body. And with respect to this, just as you feel your breath, continuing to connect with the breath, reciting silently one of the phrases of equanimity, I'll offer a few options. May I accept? May I accept the arising and passing of things with equanimity and balance? Connecting this phrase to your breath, in breath, out breath. May I accept the conditions of my life with ease? Or whether I understand it or not, things are unfolding according to a lawful nature. May I be undisturbed. May I have peace. May I accept the comings and goings of events. Whichever version works best for you, or it could be wordless. With just a sense of holding, with care, with presence. What cannot be controlled there could be just a sense of equanimity and peace, spacious. Expansive beyond time and space. Eternal. Not so much ours. Something we're sharing, tapping into. So in that way, it is ours and not ours. The grace of equanimity. The bird's eye, or cosmic view of comings and goings. Where there are I understand it or not. Life is unfolding according to a lawful nature. May I accept and be in harmony and flow with the unfolding. Of events. And for the last moment of this practice period, may I be at peace with whatever arose or did not arise during this practice period, holding it with spacious equanimity, not resisting, not attaching. Was like this right now. It is like this right now. Things are like this right now. May all beings everywhere have profound peace and ease in the midst of the flow of life. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for your practice. Ah, so we have more folks joining us on YouTube from different time zones. Hello from Iran. Sopeher, good morning. And hello from Bangkok. I don't know how to say good morning in Thai. Hello. So, love to hear your reflections. You can either type them in chat to me privately. I won't say your name, or to the whole Sangha if you like, in which case I'll read it out loud and say your name, or you can raise your hand with questions, comments, observations about this practice. It can be quite a profound practice, this practice of equanimity. So, what did you observe? What would you like to share for the benefit of community? Dawn says, thank you, Nikki. The practice is a refuge for me. Thank you, Don, for saying that, for putting it in those way, in those words. Practice being a refuge for you. I'm touched. There's such a solace, such a beauty in connecting in this way. Thanks for sharing that. Appreciation also for the practice on YouTube from Clifton. You're welcome, Clifton. Delighted you're practicing with us from Bangkok. And Kim, please.
I found that by the end of the practice, I had a real feeling of solidity in my lower body. I would sort of tried out different mediums, but stone, felt like stone. And then my upper body, there's a little bit of swaying, and my breath sort of felt like things moving through or creating a little bit of swaying. So yeah, I really appreciate the practice. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you, Kim. I'm loving the way you describe it, and also seeing you. And as I feel, as you're describing the sense of stone, the stability, and oh, the sway with the breath, which gives, which doesn't, you know, there's no resistance, doesn't break. It's like, oh yeah, there is the gentleness. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Kim. Lovely. Yeah. Yeah. More reflections on YouTube and gratitude from Venice Ref. Hello from Midwest. Grateful for the meditation. Delighted you're here with us practicing. Anything else you noticed you'd like to share or ask? Holly says, I like imagining being the stable, poised Buddha statues because the qualities of them came into my being. Oh, beautiful. Yay, Holly. Yay. That's lovely. Yeah, this quality. Nice. Of the Buddha statue, the poise, stability. And Neil says, deeply relaxing, calming, and soothing. Lovely. Thank you, Neil, for sharing that. Ah, great. So, any other reflections, questions, challenges? It's all good. The benefit of the community. Anything you like to share or ask? Yeah. So, there can be such a sense of stability and heart opening to be with what arises, and the sense of universality, what I was calling this sense of, you know, this equanimity or equipoise. It's both yours and not yours in a way. There's a sense of universality that can arise with this practice in a way similar to practice of metta, this loving kindness tapping into this beauty and graciousness of generosity. So how about we practice in small groups, and we'll reserve some time at the end for reflections that might come up, that might, the wheels might be greased as you discuss in small groups with each other, which is really precious, heartful practice. So for the practice today in community, the invitation I have is first start with 30 seconds of silent metta, just 30 seconds of wishing each other well, wishing these wishing these Buddha statues, that the Buddha nature, the Buddha-ness of each of you, both sharing your Buddha-ness with each other and sharing each other well. And then after 30 seconds, you're welcome to share whatever you like about what came up for you, as little or as much as you like. There could be silence. And I see your question, Jamie. I'll address it when we come back out of the group. So So I will create the breakout groups, and yeah, so much wisdom and connection that comes out of group practice. So here we go. I'm going to open the rooms now. Oh, open they are. Enjoy. Okay, welcome back, everyone. So we have a few minutes for reflections. What came up? What you noticed? Oh, and first, actually, I'll respond to Jamie's question, who had asked before we went right into we went to the groups. Can you comment on what you mean when you refer to things unfolding lawfully? So this is the teaching of causes and conditions, cause and effect, that there are laws of nature. You can think of them both as laws of physics, laws of karma, laws of, you know, if, for example, in the simple way, if you're nice to someone, the chances are they'll be nice to you. If you're nasty to them, if you slap them, well, they won't be very happy. So their lawful nature, their things, life unfolds according to a lawful nature, both physics and the physics of how life works, basically. So that's the lawful nature. It's not as if you would plant, say, the seed of a mango tree and you would get a fern tree. It just, there things unfold according to a lawful nature in this world. It's not random. So that's what that refers to, Jamie. So now your chance.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking and following up from Friday. I think that came up before also. So any reflections, questions, please? Or what came up in community practice? How was that? Did you have an aha about anything? Aha. Jerry says very supportive. Nice.
The people in my group, all of us, were just feeling very good about the connection that we had with each other and with this group, and that how much we feel supported by it and how important it is to us. And that was pretty much the main thing.
Sweet, that delights me. Yay. And Jamie, especially, I appreciate it because now you've become an old timer. So you're part of the Sangha, and what you're sharing about how important the Sangha has become to you in a way of supporting you in practice. That just delights me to no end. It's such a gift for me to be supporting you and this teaching that supports me. So yay. Thanks for sharing that, Jeannie. And Emily says, I always feel shy when I first see the small group folks. I don't know, but then it feels like we're fast friends. Oh, that's so sweet. That's sweet. Fast friends. Any other reflections, please? Michael, is that you? I see you're unmuted on the phone.
That might be me. This is Dorothy, but I'm just listening.
Ah, hi, Dorothy. All good.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you.
Thank you. This is great. Lovely. So thank you all for your practice this day, this evening, this morning, this afternoon, whatever your time zone is, this moment in time. Thank you for practicing for your own sake and for everybody whose lives you touch. So thank you for your practice. May all beings everywhere be happy. May all beings everywhere be free, including ourselves. Thank you for your practice. And now, as we have started to do, I'll stop the live stream, stop the